Starting July 29th, a new TV series called Dark Horse Nation will premiere on the History Channel. It's a reality series following the innovators at Dark Horse Brewing in Marshall. And I have two members of Dark Horse on the phone with me now, creator Aaron Morse and the brewery's resident Mr. Fix-It, Cabe Churchill. Thanks for being here, guys.
Hey, no problem.
So, Aaron, how did this TV series get started?
It got started about 3 years ago. I got a call from a woman by the name of Elizabeth Wolf, that she worked with a production company out in New York. And they were looking to do a show with a Michigan small family-owned business. And, you know, the word reality came up, and I was like, yeah, I don't know if we're really interested in that. You know, it's not really up our alley. Well, she called back again and again. And the more we talked, the more, you know, it looked like they wanted to do a show that did fit us, that was more real, you know, actually following the things we did and, you know, and stay away from the things that some of the reality shows these days have, which, you know, obviously the fake parts of them. Because that was one thing I said from the get-go was that, you know, I wasn't going to lie, I wasn't going to fake, I wasn't going to, you know, pretend we were doing something. If they wanted to do it, you know, we wanted to do it for real. And so that was kind of how it began, and here we are.
So were you surprised when you got that call? You know, I mean, why a small brewery in Michigan?
I was surprised, but at the same time, it wasn't, because me and a guy that used to work in our sales and marketing department had been talking about a buddy of his had mentioned possibly doing a pilot of a show about us and what we did and whatnot. So it was just this weird coincidence, you know, that she called. And at first, I thought it was something to do with that. And but then as I got talking to her, I figured out, wait a minute, this is something totally different. So I was a little surprised. You know, there's a lot of great breweries in Michigan, but I think the thing that stands out for us is that we're not just a brewery. We do so many other things. You know, we do 98% of everything ourselves. We don't bring in any outside contractors. You know, we do a lot of spontaneous things that may pop out of my mind one day. And I'm very spontaneous. If I want to do something, I don't like to wait. I'm not a wait person. I'm a very much now, right now, not tomorrow, right now. So, yeah, I think that was one thing that really brought him to us.
Right. And on that line, Cabe, what kinds of things are we going to get to see in the show?
I won't be specific, but you'll see a lot of building with wood, steel, aluminum. You'll see different parts of brewing. To mention that it's not just about the beer. It's not just a show on that. It's a show on what we do and all the crazy projects we take on and every other crazy thing that comes out of Aaron's head, as he just mentioned. A lot of physical labor, like I say, without being specific and crashing anything. It's a lot of hands-on building, like I say, welding, cutting, torching, stuff like that.
Would you say that your job is always kind of an adventure just because you aren't bringing in a lot of outside help and things like this into the brewery?
My job is an adventure. Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah. I'm usually the Aaron's go-to project. Hey, let's do this. And then I might sketch something out. So every day I could come in and, well, I know I got to work on the forklift, but, oh, no, hold on, Aaron's got to do, we're going to, who knows what, side to side of the building and hand made pieces. I don't know. So it, it can go from typical work to get in the truck, we're going to go somewhere. So, yeah, I mean, I never know what the hell I'm in for, really. So it's always an adventure for sure.
And I noticed on the description that it says, every week there's some new project, from creating outlandish inventions to building additions to the ever-growing compound. Outlandish inventions. Let's talk about that a little bit. What are we talking about there?
Well, Aaron's got a lot of outlandish stuff in his head. And he might just think on the spur of the moment thing, hey, we need to build this particular vehicle, we need to build this particular room, we need to build this particular something, who knows what. Aaron, why don't you add?
Hey, this is Aaron. We in the brewing industry, obviously there are companies that make things that make the brewing industry much nicer for us, make the process easier, but a lot of times those things are very, 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 very expensive. So, some things that we may design and build are things that we can get the same process out of, but it's something that we can actually build in-house for, way, way less money than if we went out and bought it and get the same thing out of it. And usually it has to do with saving us some money somewhere in the process or something in the brewery. Yeah, or improving it. Or somewhere in the brewery we are lacking something that, at this point right now, we're just not in the position to go spend $200,000 or $300,000 on a piece of machinery. So we may, build something to help that out. Or it may be that maybe something that has to do with, customers and making the customer experience better.
Right. And, I'm sure that you have to do that in order to keep up with your demand and traveling all around the state. I heard that you guys were just at a brewing festival not too long ago.
Yeah, we were just at the Michigan Brewers Guild Summer Festival. In this industry and in the service industry in general, change is good. People like to see change. People get bored easy. So when you give them the same thing every day, don't get me wrong, people like, consistency, but I think with the service industry, with beer, with the craft industry, change is good. People want to see new stuff. So I've always been about that from day one when I started this place was, we got to keep changing, keep, evolving, keep growing, but we've been doing it at our pace, so we didn't, pace ourselves out of business.
And you guys certainly have been growing. I mean, you're now distributing to 12 states, and it's been open for about 17 years, but the town of Marshall only has about 7,000 people. Do you ever feel like a big fish in a small pond?
Not really. I mean, on the weekends, when you walk into the tap room these days, I mean, there's not a single person there you really know, because we get a lot of out-of-town people on the weekends. But, Marshall as a town is a good town. We're growing fast, and we're, adding on and buying chunks of property all around us, and definitely, becoming one of Marshall's biggest businesses. But I think it's a good thing. It helps put Marshall on the map and, get people to Marshall. Marshall's a great little town. Don't get me wrong, it's got quirks like any town, but it's a great town. I grew up here. Actually, Cade grew up here. We're both raising our families here. So I don't know if we ever feel like a big fish in a little pond. I don't think we ever will. I'm going to keep continuing to grow this thing as big as I can grow it. And if I have to use most of the town to do it, then I will. And we'll all have a good time.
So, and this question is for both of you, and you can answer one at a time. What do you both hope to get out of this TV series?
This is Cade. I really don't know what I'm looking for out of it. I don't have any specific goal. My goal is to remain here. I don't ever want another job. I want to work here till I have to stop. I hope it keeps me employed for the rest of my days. And, you know, I don't have any specific goals. I have no specific anything or of success, or I'd probably look more towards being ready to, you know, continue with my job. And, you know, times might be tough. You know, I don't try to just take something for granted. Yeah, this is one hell of an opportunity. But I just want to come in, have fun, work my ass off. You know, same thing we do every day. Get in, mess around with each other, and get our stuff done, and keep the beer going out the door, keep the bills paid and me paid. And I don't know, I like what it is, and I really don't have any expectation other than I want to be here until I don't have to be in here anymore.
Great. Aaron?
Yeah, this is Aaron. I'm kind of in the same boat as Cave, I guess. I mean, on my side, I would love for this to, you know, I have roughly around 60 employees. I would love for this to, you know, change, you know, some of their lives, if not all of their lives. You know, if it, you know, obviously I want to see the show succeed. There's not much that I do that I don't want to see succeed. That's just the kind of person I am. You know, whatever I do, I try to put my whole heart into. And I think also, you know, proving to people that, you know, the kind of show we're doing is, you know, what we ourselves believe in, that, you know, we're not cutting corners, we're not sacrificing anything the same as we do in the beer industry. You know, the beer that we make is 100% the best that we can do. And, you know, I want to do the same with the show. And obviously, with a show like this, you know, can money and things like that can come from it. But, you know, we've never done anything for the money. It's always more been about doing it right, doing it, you know, the way we take pride in, I guess. And if we can't take pride in it, we don't do it, even if it meant a bunch of money. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know if there's a specific thing we're looking to get out of it besides, you know, doing it to the best of our ability, doing it true to ourselves and true to the, you know, being true to the people out there.
I think that's about all that I had. Is there anything that you think it's important to mention, or anything that you think the audience will be excited to see?
Well, all I should say is please tune in on Tuesdays on History Channel. And it's Tuesdays at 10. If you do DVR it, watch it within 48 hours so that it helps our ratings. And then we can keep making another season.
All right. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Aaron Morse and Cabe Churchill of Dark Horse Brewing. As they said, they'll be featured on a new reality TV series on the brewery. The first episode airs the night of July 29th at 10 o'clock. On History. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.